If I asked you to tell me what part of speech the word running is, what would you say? Would you say that A, it's a verb, B, it's a noun, that is a gerund, C, it's an adjective, or D, all of the above? I hope you're sitting down because the answer might surprise some people. The correct answer is D, all of the above. Actually, you could also argue that it's E, none of the above. And that would be right, too, because the truth is that unless we know what an ing word is doing in its sentence, we can't know what part of speech it is. And while knowing what label to put on a word may seem like a purely academic exercise, I've found it very helpful. Understanding the cogs and wheels that make sentences work makes me a better writer and especially a better editor. It lets me look at and really understand how the words are functioning and, consequently, how the whole machine we call a sentence can be fine-tuned for optimal performance. So, with that goal in mind, here's a crash course on how to identify different ing forms. First, an ing form can be something called a progressive participle, and that just means it's part of a verb. I am running. He is running. They were running. In all these cases, running is working with another little verb called an auxiliary to form a complete verb. So in I am running, the word running is really doing the job of a verb. Second, ing forms can work as nouns, and when they do, they're called gerunds. The way you identify whether an ing form is a gerund is to look for the main verb in the clause and see if the ing form is actually the subject of that verb. So in running is good exercise, the main verb is, and the only word that could possibly be its subject is running. It's doing the job of a noun. The sky is blue. Joe is a good man. Ice cream is delicious. So in running is good exercise, running is working just like any of those other nouns. That makes it a gerund. Third, an ing form can be an adjective, sometimes called a participial modifier. Peter is an understanding person. I'm taking a quilting class. I saw Mary leaving. In all these cases, the ing form is modifying a noun. In Peter is an understanding person, understanding is modifying the noun person. In I'm taking a quilting class, quilting is modifying the noun class. The example, I saw Mary leaving, is a little trickier because this modifying job isn't as well known. But if you break down the sentence, I saw Mary leaving, you realize that the only thing leaving can be here is a modifier. The subject of the sentence is I, the main verb is saw, and the object of that verb is Mary. The participle leaving is therefore modifying the noun Mary. It's pointing straight at her and adding more description to the idea of Mary. So here, leaving is working as an adjective. As I said, understanding the difference between these forms actually helps me work with sentences better. So, with that in mind, here's a little quiz. Identify the part of speech for the word knowing in this sentence. Knowing his sister was guilty, Peter refused to testify. The verb closest to knowing, was, already has a subject. Who was guilty? His sister. So knowing is not the subject of that verb. And if you look at the rest of the sentence, you see there's no other verb in it that knowing could be the subject of. So knowing here is not a gerund. But it's not really doing the job of a verb either. For one thing, as we've seen, ing verbs need auxiliaries in order to work as verbs. And there's none to be found in this sentence. Knowing his sister was guilty, Peter refused to testify. That's why the word knowing in this sentence is really functioning as an adjective, in this case called a participial modifier, or possibly a participial clause. What's it modifying? Well, let's look at it. Who exactly was knowing? It was Peter. So the whole long unit, knowing his sister was guilty, is really just doing the job of a long adjective, adding further description to Peter. I find this helpful because once you start to think in terms of what an ing form is actually doing in a sentence, you get a better handle on whether it's working well and how you might change it. For example, using our sample sentence, when you see that the knowing business is just a long adjective, you could decide to turn it into a separate sentence. Peter knew his sister was guilty, period. Or, in cases where you're using an ing form as a gerund, you might see an opportunity to make a more vivid noun the subject of your sentence. That is, compare running makes John feel great to John feels great when he runs. In the first, the subject is really just an idea of running. In the second, it's a tangible three-dimensional person. That might be better for your purposes. Or it might not. But the point is, the more options you have, the better equipped you are to weigh them all and make the best choice.